Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Edius, Perik Hey, Mishnah. We've already discussed that a Yavama, that's a woman who lost her husband and they had no children. So she's waiting for the Yavim, the husband's brother, to either be Miyavim her or to go through the Chalitza process. While she's waiting for him, in a sense, they're connected. The Torah says she's a shtickel, his wife. It's called a zikuk, or she's called zikukasai. We said it's also for the Yavim, for the brother, to marry the Yavama's sister, because she would be a chai zikukasai, just like it's also for a person to marry Stamazai, his wife's sister. So zak the Mishnah. Arba Achim, we have four brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Shnayim mehem, two of them, Nesuyin, are married, Shtei Achoy, is to two sisters. Let's hold Cheshbon here. Ruvain married Rachel. Shimon married Leah. Two brothers, Ruvain and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Mesu hanesuyim lachoyes. Reuven and Shimon died without children. Hari elu. So these two, Rachel and Leah, cholzais v'loy misyavmais. Each one requires chalitza. Both are aser lehisyavim to marry the brother. And this is min hatoira, because these two yavamais, Rachel and Leah, are zakukais to two Yevamim, to Levi and Yehuda. They're going to need either Yevim or Chalitza, but being that each one is Achai Zikukasai of the other one, in other words, Yehuda or Levi, they can't be Meyavim, not Rachel, not Leah. Each one is a sister of a woman that has a Zika to them, that has a connection to them. That's an Irsur Midrabanan. And therefore they require chalitza. If Rachel and Leah want to marry someone else, someone who's not a brother, they first have to go through chalitza. Now, v'yim kadmu, if Levi and Yehuda went, whether right or wrong, v'kansu, and each one married one of the sisters, yitziu, we're going to force them to give them a get. However, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Beishamai, Rabbi Eliezer says, in the name of the Beishamai, no yekaimu. They can keep them. They weren't supposed to, but they could keep them as wives. Aye, they were over an Isud Rabbanon of a sister of a Zikukasai. For that, we're not going to make a husband and wife get divorced. The Basil, I mean, the Basil say, no, I'd see you. The Basil say, we're Machmer. We're going to force each Yavim to divorce his Yavama. He had no right, they, that is, these two brothers, had no right to marry them, if they both did, or if one of them did, whatever the case is. So here's another example, or the second example, with the Bishami being Makel, as they are Makel B'di'evin, and the Bishillel are Machmir. So again, once someone dies without children, the Almana and a brother of the husband automatically have a connection that's called Zika. And in a way, they're like husband and wife, which means that this Yavim cannot marry a sister of this woman that there's a Zika to, the same way he cannot marry his wife's sister. That's an Isser Midrabanan. So if you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, two of them are married to two sisters. Let's say Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. Reuven and Shimon died, Rachel and Leah. You can't just say, oh, it works out, there's Levi and Yehuda. No, Levi can't marry either Rachel or Leah. Can't be Miyavim, rather, either Rachel or Leah, because each one is a sister to Azika. It's a Chesukukasai. Levi can't marry Rachel because there's a Zika to Leah, so Rachel is a sister to a Zika. For that matter, he can't marry Leah because she's also a sister to Rachel. What if one of them did marry, or both of them did marry the sisters? What if Levi was Miyavim Rachel and Yehuda was Miyavim Leah? The Bishamis say, okay, but the Avid, let them stay married. The Basil say, no, we're going to force them to give a get.